Hello and welcome. I have a tiny tip for today, just for you. We all want to improve our connections, our bonds, and our relationships. We want to make them meaningful. We want to have more fun. And most importantly, we want to be understood and to understand others. One of the most powerful tools you have in gaining understanding is the use of words. It's your communication. It's what you have to give meaning to others, and also it's what you listen to gain meaning from others. It's vital to creating deeper connections and understanding, or if you don't quite get it right, it can cause a lot of misunderstanding, heartache, chaos, and conflict. So, to build a deeper, more connected bond with your intimate partner, here's one tip that you can start using now. And it's simple. What it is just focus on emotions. So tune your ears nice and high and listen to those emotions that they're talking about. Now, as we talk, there's a lot of words that are being thrown around in a conversation. We talk about our thoughts, our experiences, we tell stories. But mixed in that big jumble of words that's going backwards and forwards between two people in dialogue is the feeling words. We convey what we feel. We throw it in there. Words like sad, happy, angry, lonely, frightened, frustrated, joyous, excited, and on and on. They're the feelings that are thrown into our conversations. So if you really want to connect with somebody, focus on those feeling words. Just ask about them, report them back, acknowledge them, and that will help you to build a deeper connection with that person. It's validating. It shows interest. It also shows that you really want to be closer to them and that you've heard them. That's the most important gift that we can give to somebody, being there for them. And we do that by focusing in on the emotions that they're reporting. Have fun playing with this. Go ahead and do it.